Hello, and welcome back to Talking Bee Movie Mania. I'm Jason Halls, and my choice for our upcoming episode is the 1994 comedy sci-fi film Tammy and the T-Rex. I'm here with the titular dinosaur, Mr. Rex. Thank you for joining us. I see we have solved our technical difficulties and your translator box is connected.
Yes, thank you for having me. And please, call me T.
All right, T. The description of the film states, an evil scientist implants the brain of Michael, a murdered high school student, in an animatronic Tyrannosaurus. He escapes, wreaks vengeance on his high school tormentors, and is reunited with his sweetheart, Tammy. Together, the couple try to elude the mad scientist and the police and find a more appropriate vessel for Michael's brain. What was it like working on this movie?
The best thing about it was all the great people. I also enjoyed the craft services.
I can imagine. Was it a challenge playing an animatronic T-Rex?
Yes, but mostly it was a challenge being around all those people and not eating them.
Ladies and gentlemen, I would like to caution you against being too rambunctious. Mr. Rex still has all of his primitive instincts.
Who are you calling primitive?
Tammy is played by Denise Richards, and your human counterpart is played by a young Paul Walker. What was it like working with them?
They were delightful. They told me I would get to eat before this interview. Me. Need. Sustenance.
Did you devour any extras on the set of Tammy and the T-Rex?
No. In my rider it says I get 2 full goats per interview. Where are my goats?
Where are Mr. Rex's goats? You thought it was... No, it wasn't a joke. No, we needed 2 goats. I'm being told there are no goats. I must apologize.
And no goats?
Well, folks, it seems that Mr. Rex's translator has quit again, but his message is clear in any language. As I slowly back out of this room and run for my life, I urge you to watch Tammy and the T-Rex on YouTube and join us next Tuesday for another exciting episode of B-Movie Mania. Good night.